When many of us learned CPR, we practiced on small plastic mannequins with a mouth for giving breaths and a chest for compressing. The WSU medical students have a high-tech version.
This one is attached to a computer, and the computer will actually coach you and say, speed up, slow down, too much ventilations. It'll make sure that your hand placement is correct, and it will give you that real-time feedback.
Chris Martin is the director of simulation-based training at the WSU College of Medicine.
When you begin, keep giving compressions and follow the prompts. Start pushing when you are ready. Compress a bit more often. You're doing well.
We have it down to the millimeter, how deep we need to compress on the chest, or to the milliliter of the volume of air that we need to breathe for the patient. And by providing visual and audio feedback to our students, they're able to dial those skills in a lot quicker.
Martin says most medical schools require students to practice their CPR every 2 years to stay current.
What they find is as early as 90 days, your skills and your proficiency at performing CPR go downhill quickly.
As for the rest of us, Martin says CPR training every 3 months isn't necessary as long as you can remember the basics.
The requirements for hand placement and rates, ventilation rates, have really become more simplified. They were finding that people were almost hesitant to perform CPR because they weren't sure about their hand placement right. So they really simplified the language of, you know, being between the on the sternum and between the nipples.
Some question whether CPR is effective. Martin says it's better than the alternative. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.
You can stop now.
And you passed.
We did.